Track 13. The daring exploits of Great Yarmouth's forgotten pier divers. During the summer, the daredevil performers would risk life and limb to entertain the resort's holidaymakers.
In the early 20th century, thousands of holidaymakers flocked to Great Yarmouth's Britannia Pier each summer to witness the daring exploits of the acrobatic high divers who performed at the pierhead most days. Known as the Diving Professors, they proved to be a huge hit with the Yarmouth crowds, but few would have guessed the challenges often faced by these intrepid performers. Kent-born Albert Bert Posey was one of the first divers to entertain the crowds on Yarmouth's brand new Britannia Pier, which opened in time for the 1901 summer season, having replaced an earlier wooden structure. His spectacular performances included astonishing feats such as the descriptively named Flying the Foam stunt, for which Posey would ride a bicycle down a steep ramp before hurtling off the end of the pier into the chilly waters below. Even more daring was the Devil's Dive. Now, for this stunt, the performer was wrapped in sacking and cotton wool, then doused with petrol and set on fire as he was about to make his dive. The stunt was carefully staged so that the flames were extinguished in the nick of time as the diver hit the water. But even so, it wasn't unusual for performers to suffer minor burns. Like so many of his fellow pier divers, Posey performed at seaside resorts all over the country during his long career, and after his time in Norfolk, enjoyed a successful spell on Brighton's West Pier, before eventually moving north and settling in Southport. Here he continued to defy the odds for several more decades, even coming out of retirement at the grand old age of 75 to perform in a 1941 charity gala. When Posey left for Brighton, the Norwich Mercury reported the arrival of another seasoned performer, Walsall-born Steve Osborne, whose daring aerial aquatic feats also included the great bicycle sensation. Billed as the human torpedo, George William Houghton proved another early favourite with spectators on the Britannia Pier. Born in 1873, Houghton was brought up in the London suburb of Islington, but was living in Yarmouth at the time of his 1906 marriage to Helen Friend. Their eldest child, Nina, was born soon afterwards, and the following year, Houghton appeared in court, charged with failing to have his daughter vaccinated. Ordered to pay costs, plus a fine of 5 shillings, the diver protested that he couldn't afford to pay immediately, a comment which highlights an issue faced by many such performers. It is fair to say that the financial rewards to be gained from pier diving did not necessarily reflect the risks involved for its plucky practitioners. Despite frequently drawing huge crowds, the divers were not usually paid an appearance fee by the pier owners, but instead were wholly reliant for their earnings on the tips that were collected from spectators during their performances. In addition, the work was largely seasonal, meaning that the performers often had to find other ways of making an income during the winter months. Houghton and his family eventually settled in the West Midlands, where, as a manufacturer of leather bags and suitcases, he was able to support his pier diving income. He also continued to perform well into his 40s at shows across the country before passing away, aged just 50, in 1924. In 1920, Jack Hurst became the latest high diver to thrill the holidaymakers in Great Yarmouth. He probably knew more than most how to cope with the pressures of this demanding role, having only just survived one of the bloodiest battles in world history. Formerly a regular performer on the pier diving and music hall circuit in southern England, Hurst enlisted as a sapper with the Royal Engineers during the war, and in July 1915 sent a moving letter from the trenches. "I have been out here in the firing line over 4 months and have been in all the big battles around Ypres," he wrote. "The other day I missed my end by only a few seconds. I sometimes think it's almost impossible to return out of this hell, but whatever is to be my share, I am prepared for it. After a brief post-war stint in Yarmouth, the inspirational Hurst returned south, but the tradition of daring diving performances on the Britannia Pier continued right up to the Second World War. During the 1930s, the self-styled Aquamaniac, whose real name was Roy Brooks, regularly riled the crowds at the pierhead with his spectacular fire dives, but, like his predecessor, was compelled to put his entertainment career on hold when hostilities broke out in 1939. Having recently obtained a pilot's license, Brooks joined the Royal Air Force and served as a sergeant during the Second World War. And when peace returned in 1945, Brooks formed a popular new act known as the Trampomaniacs, later praised by The Stage magazine for introducing novel originality into the trampoline act. The Britannia Pier remains a popular tourist attraction with visitors to Great Yarmouth today, of course. The exploits of its diving professors, though, have been largely forgotten. So, if you happen to find yourself taking a stroll down the pier at some point this summer, spare a thought for the fearless performers who once risked life and limb to entertain the crowds there.